Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. A topic for today's readings is what cannot be and what can. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Should begin with the Bible. Numbers. And Balaam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, hath sent unto me, saying, Behold, there's a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them. Peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. God said unto Balaam, Thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. From Psalms. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel which he commanded our fathers. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Going to the New Testament now, starting with Matthew. And after 6 days Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before him. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come, and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. With God, all things are possible. Now from St. Luke. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And he took him, and healed him, and let him go. And answered them, saying, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. They could not take hold of his words before the people. And from St. John, Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Therefore, they could not believe. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. From Exodus. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. And all this people shall also go to their place in peace. And finally, from Acts and 2 Corinthians and Philippians. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved by God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know him. Him ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, and they were healed, every one. Such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything is of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And now from Science and Health. The prayer that reforms the sinner and heals the sick is an absolute faith that all things are possible to God. A spiritual understanding of him, an unselfed love. God is love. More than this, we cannot ask. Higher we cannot look. Farther we cannot go. God is love. Can we ask him to be more? God is intelligence. Can we inform the infinite mind of anything he does not already comprehend? A limitless mind cannot proceed from physical limitations. Finiteness cannot present the idea or the vastness of infinity. We cannot in reality suffer from breaking anything except a moral or spiritual law. Good is not, cannot be the author of experimental sins. God, good, can no more produce sickness than goodness can cause evil, health occasion disease. Good cannot result in evil. Truth cannot be contaminated by error. Error of any kind cannot hide from the law of God. Even Christ cannot reconcile truth to error, for truth and error are irreconcilable. We cannot choose for ourselves, but must work out our salvation in the way Jesus taught. When Christ cast out the devil of dumbness, it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake. There is today danger of repeating the offense of the Jews by limiting the Holy One of Israel and asking, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? What cannot God do? We cannot serve both God and mammon at the same time, but is not this what frail mortals are trying to do? If God heals not the sick, they are not healed, for no lesser power equals the infinite, all power. But God, truth, life, love, does heal the sick through the prayer of the righteous. The same power which heals sin heals also sickness. We cannot escape the penalty due for sin. We cannot build safely on false foundations. We cannot circumscribe happiness within the limits of personal sense. The sensual cannot be made the mouthpiece of the spiritual, nor can the finite become the channel of the infinite. What God cannot do, man need not attempt. False and self-assertive theories have given sinners the notion that they can create what God cannot, namely sinful mortals in God's image, thus usurping the name without the nature of the image or reflection of divine mind. But in science, it can never be said that man has a mind of his own, distinct from God, the all mind. Man is never sick, for mind is not sick. Matter cannot be. How can intelligence dwell in matter when matter is non-intelligent and brain lobes cannot think? Matter cannot perform the functions of mind. Body cannot be saved except through mind. The science of Christianity is misinterpreted by a material age, for it is the healing influence of spirit, not spirits, which the material senses cannot comprehend, which can only be spiritually discerned. Creeds, doctrines, and human hypotheses do not express Christian science, much less can they demonstrate it. We cannot serve two masters, nor perceive divine science with the material senses. We cannot obey both physiology and spirit, for one absolutely destroys the other, and one or the other must be supreme in the affections. The outsiders did not then, do not now, understand this ruling of the Christ. Therefore, they cannot demonstrate God's healing power. Neither can this manifestation of Christ be comprehended until its divine principle is scientifically understood. In healing the sick and sinning, Jesus elaborated the fact that the healing effect followed the understanding of the divine principle of the Christ Spirit, which governed the corporeal Jesus. If his full recognition of eternal life had for a moment given way before the evidence of the bodily senses, what would his accusers have said? Even what they did say, that Jesus' teachings were false, that all evidence of their correctness was destroyed by his death. But this saying could not make it so. Our great example, Jesus, could restore the individualized manifestation of existence, which seemed to vanish in death. Knowing that God was the life of man, Jesus was able to present himself unchanged after the crucifixion. 3 days after his bodily burial, he talked with his disciples. The persecutors had failed to hide immortal truth and love in a sepulchre. The world could not interpret aright the discomfort which Jesus inspired, and the spiritual blessings which might flow from such discomfort. He expressed the highest type of divinity which a fleshly form could express in that age. Into the real and ideal man, the fleshly element cannot enter. The scriptures inform us that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Matter is not that likeness. The likeness of spirit cannot be so unlike spirit. How can matter originate or transmit mind? We answer that it cannot. Unconscious, mortal mind, alias matter, brain, cannot dictate terms to consciousness, nor say, I am sick. Matter cannot believe, and mind understands. The body cannot believe. The believer and belief are one and are mortal. Christian evidence is founded on science or demonstrable truth flowing from immortal mind. And there is, in reality, no such thing as mortal mind. Sneers at the application of the word science to Christianity cannot prevent that from being scientific, which is based on divine principle, demonstrated according to a divine given rule and subjected to proof. The facts are so absolute and numerous in support of Christian science that misrepresentation and denunciation cannot overthrow it. Maintain the facts of Christian science, that spirit is God, and therefore cannot be sick. That what is termed matter cannot be sick. That all causation is mind, acting through spiritual law. Then hold your ground with the unshaken understanding of truth and love, and you will win. Now, the definition of Elias: spiritual evidence opposed to material sense. Christian science, with which can be discerned the spiritual fact of whatever the material senses behold. The basis of immortality. Science is an emanation of divine mind and is alone able to interpret God aright. That scientific methods are superior to others is seen by their effects. When you have once conquered a diseased condition of the body through mind, that condition never occurs, and you have won a point in science. When mentality gives rest to the body, the next toil will fatigue you less, for you are working out the problem of being in divine metaphysics. And in proportion as you understand the control which mind has over so-called matter, you will be able to demonstrate this control. One cannot suffer as the result of any labor of love, but grow stronger because of it. The understanding that life is God, spirit, lengthens our days by strengthening our trust in the deathless reality of life, its almightiness and immortality. Man is immortal, and the body cannot die because matter has no life to surrender. The human concepts named matter, death, disease, sickness, and sin are all that can be destroyed. We approach God or life in proportion to our spirituality, our fidelity to truth and love. And in that ratio, we know all human need and are able to discern the thought of the sick and the sinning for the purpose of healing them. If the student adheres strictly to the teachings of Christian science and ventures not to break its rules, he cannot fail of success in healing. When we reach our limits of mental endurance, we conclude that intellectual labor has been carried sufficiently far. But when we realize that immortal mind is ever active, and that spiritual energies can neither wear out nor can so-called material law trespass upon God-given powers and resources, we are able to rest in truth, refreshed by the assurances of immortality opposed to mortality. This faith relies upon an understood principle. This principle makes whole the diseased and brings out the enduring and harmonious phases of things. the result of our teachings is their sufficient confirmation. When on the strength of these instructions, you are able to banish a severe malady, the cure shows that you understand this teaching, and therefore you receive the blessing of truth.